pig. But as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We gotta stop them. They're gonna kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rest! You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We can change.
We certainly can, one heart and mind at a time. This is Jay Parker on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And it's, all right, my volume's good. All right, boop, back to our movie. All right, it's wonderful Thursday night, the 18th of November. 2021. This is The Center Path. And I subscribed for $5 a month to Steve Kirch's Kirch on Substack. This guy is aggregating really good information. I mean, I have to say, even though I don't trust anybody, I don't even trust myself, tell you the truth. I mean, I got an eye looking at it myself. Of course, you know, if you'd gone through mind control programming, you'd always be like, a little suspect. Just the way it is. Because I was talking to an SRA friend of mine, and we were talking about getting rid of the programming. And I said, you know, how far do you have to go down the rabbit hole? I mean, if you can use EFT and meditation to reintegrate your altars and get the devil spirits out by learning natural law and learning morality, you know, bing, bang, boom. You know, you're pretty much good to go. Oh, sure. I mean, I look back at the way I was when I was 5, 6 years old, standing up to the cult. I mean, I was just glowing with alignment and harmony with the divine love. Scared the living daylights out of my parents and freaked the cult out in Arden, Delaware, something fierce. And in the history of Rose Valley and Arden, Delaware, you know, the Marquis of Hell cults, you know, Joe Biden is an alumnus of Arden. Arden's first president. I'm so proud. I mean, it's like the corruption has totally taken over. I mean, the communist corporate global tyranny, it's like they're going crazy. They're shoving it in everyone's face. They don't care how many people they kill. The more people they kill, the happier Moloch is. I mean, when are you going to wake up and smell the coffee out there? I don't know. I really don't know. But a lot of us at Revolution Radio, we had that cup of coffee a long time ago. And we woke the hell up. But we didn't sit on our behinds. We volunteered to run talk radio news shows and, you know, start teaching people and start sharing information and get people to get involved and find their center and find the true reason that you're here, which is to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. That's simple. It's, you know, there's a lot of things in the Bible. I mean, 41,000 changes to the Bible since the 1611 original printing of the King James Version. 41,000 changes. I mean, how about this change? All right? Basically, you know, we all know when the lamb and the lion lie down together, you know, there'll be peace. You know, that time when Christ comes back, the lion and the lamb will lay together and it'll be cool. I mean, millions of people all over the world were taught that, especially in Sunday school, because what kid doesn't like a lamb? I mean, there's nothing cooler than a lamb, you know? I'm just saying, and what happened? And what happened? Well, now it's when the wolf lies down with the lion. Oh, really? How did that happen? That's a big difference between a lion, which we all think is noble. Okay. But a wolf has a sinister connotation to it. It's like, I mean, you call people jackals and wolves when they're evil. So, you know, in the word, it says that we are to be reasonable beings. Well, you've got to use your brain, and you have to use critical thinking to be reasonable, don't you? Yeah, you do. And too many people are intellectually lazy. I mean, we, according to, you know, one of my favorite musicians, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd fame. And what's he say? We, as a species, are being entertained to death. And I still keep track of football, but it's like amusement for me. I don't watch games. I mean, occasionally on Sunday, I'll listen to one on the radio while I'm doing other things. But, you know, I look at the highlights. You know, that's about it, you know. I don't have a man cave. I don't want a man cave. I'd rather have a library than a man cave any day of the week. Perhaps one that looks like something Sherlock Holmes would own. That would be nice. But I want to say to everybody out there, you know, you have 41,000 changes to the Bible since 1611. Well, you know, you're going to have to use your spiritual and intellectual and heart connection and reason and think and critically think about, okay, what's the 10% of poison in the word that the adversary put in? I mean, who has been controlling the presses and the printing in this world since Gutenberg? It's not the freedom fighters. It's the Illuminati. The way that they warp your perception of life and your purpose here. It's through information. And as a pastor told me, yeah, the word's been messed with, but there's enough to get you where you need to go. And I couldn't agree more with him. There's enough spiritual, eternal truth there that you can hang your hat on it and not worry about it. Because you make it real for yourself. You test it. You walk out on it. It becomes part of your heart and mind. It's not just, I check in every Sunday, so I'm cool. I mean, that's why, you know, Christ said, many from East and West will sit at my banquet table, but you who profess to be my disciples will not be there. It's all about the heart. It's all about the commitment to morality. You know, it's funny. I occasionally talk to Mark Passio. Not too much, because he's a busy guy. But he's teaching a class. And in fact, it's tonight. And he's just taking a break from his show because he blew a gasket. I really believe that. You know, the frustration of so many people not picking up the ball and teaching natural law and teaching the truth that the government are the biggest mass murderers in the world. I mean, 120 million people killed in the last century alone. And now we've got full-fledged eugenics going on. And they're not hiding it. They're not pretending it's something else. They're like, okay, we're going to get rid of y'all. And, you know, those that you survive the shots will have so much graphene oxide and nanobots in you that you really won't even be human anymore. It's very sad. And so I went to Substack.com. Well, actually, I just put Steve Kirsch, K-I-R-S-C-H, / Substack. And then I got his page, and I went in for a $5 a month subscription, because he's a multi, he invented the optical mouse. So how rich is he? I don't know. They say he's a multimillionaire. He's, but some say he's a billionaire. But the thing is, I'll give him $5 a month because he's doing a heck of a good job waking people up and correlating the COVID fraud information and the shot murder and mayhem. And we need people to get this information correlated so that the idiots of the world can be spoon-fed it. But, you know, it's scary what's going on right now. In fact, I gotta tell you something that I retweeted this, and I'm gonna have to find it, but just unbelievable. But, you know, more and more people are waking up. And now you keep saying, and I said to my friend who we were talking about, how deep do you have to chase the rabbit hole down as far as digging out programming? Well, I think it's like everything else in this world. Once you get on the center path, once you're trying to be all you can be, and I don't mean killing for corporate. So this is a mind blower. This should speak volumes about what's going on. Dr. Stephen Horowitz, D.C. All right. 20,000 days to release the data. That's 2076. Are y'all awake? And he retweeted Byron Tyson, M.D., November 17th. The FDA asked federal judge to grant it until 2076 to fully release Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine data. I mean, are you kidding me? What's the FDA going to bat for Pfizer for? What's the FDA covering up? I mean, it's unbelievable. November of 2076. And it's from a Substack. FDA asked federal judge to grant it until the year 2076 to fully release Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine data. Well, I guess, what do you think that means? They got to cover up what they already know is going on with the shot. They already know how much damage, how much disease it's spreading, because the mRNA shot, experimental mRNA shot, tells yourselves to make a GMO, genetically modified organism, spike protein. It's getting your own body to make the disease, that one of the primary components of SARS-CoV-2, the spike protein. Excuse me, but I call that insanity. And you can't call this a vaccine, because if it was a vaccine, it would help the people that did not have an adverse reaction to it. It would help them achieve lifetime immunity from whatever it is that they're getting the injection. It's not a vaccine. It's a experimental gene therapy. And you go down the rabbit hole on this, and you listen to the right people, and they'll tell you about the UT studies on coronavirus mRNA therapy done in Galveston in 2012. And yeah, people saw that every animal that took the shot, the spike protein, the GMO spike protein that was produced after someone received the shot and had their RNA, DNA changed into a spike protein machine, the material of the shot did not stay local. It went all over the body. It collected in the brain, the heart. It was a disaster. All the animals died. And in that National Institute of Health study that they did in Galveston, they simply said in their summary report, do not use this on people. I mean, it killed all the animals. They had pathology slides of the damaged heart and lungs and liver. All right. It was a thorough study. And the question and answer was simply, do not use this in humans. It'll kill them. So here we are, 10 years later, injecting it into 5-year-olds who have absolutely no risk from COVID-19. And you got the majority of the country unwilling to understand that this is Operation Lockstep. This is the New World Order. This is the totalitarian crowbar to get the global government. I mean, look at the way this whole scandemic is being orchestrated worldwide. One country, like Austria, right, says, hey, we're going to do a total lockdown on our unvaccinated population. And then Germany goes, hey, that sounds like a great idea. Sieg Heil. And then Sweden says they're going to do it too. And all of a sudden, everybody is goose-stepping in the same direction. It's almost like they were working together to achieve an agenda, a goal. I mean, come on, wake up. But I can tell you right now that they're not going to succeed. They're absolutely not going to succeed. They're going to have to kill us all in order to succeed. And personally, yeah, once you make that connection with the divine, once you understand morality and self-responsibility is the lesson that you came in here to learn. Do no harm, but take no crap. I mean, really, if you look at the decisions made by the psychopaths running this world, everything they do is to destroy. Everything, every decision is corruption. Everything is corruption and evil. These mofos need some comeuppance. They're going to get it, because what's going to happen when people get around the Thanksgiving table this year? I mean, I think Big Daddy's going to let us have a Thanksgiving. I hope. You know, one can only hope. And, you know, maybe they'll cancel it again. I don't know. Well, when people get together this Thanksgiving, they're going to be talking about, hey, this person died of a heart attack. Hey, this person I know died of a stroke. Hey, these two kids are orphans at my school. And hey, blah, 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 blah. The tyranny and the death is going to be talked about in the family. Okay? But this FDA, the FDA asked a federal judge to grant it until the year 2076 to fully release Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine data. So the FDA is going into court for Pfizer. For Pfizer to seal this information up, because it's so horrific. There's information in their vaccine data which clearly shows this COVID-19 vaccine should have been stopped before it began. And this is nothing but a bioweapon. Nah. I mean, is the judge going to agree? Well, of course he is. He hasn't yet. But just the very fact that they're asking for this should tell you volumes about what's going on. It's the corporations. In fact, you know, I'm rather PO'd at Donald Trump. I make no bones about it. I mean, Roger Stone said to Alex Jones, oh, don't worry about Donald Trump. He knows all about the Illuminati. He knows more about the Illuminati than you, Alex. Oh, really? Well, he certainly didn't look that way when he was kissing the behind of the Bush crime cartel. I'm sorry. But if you look at the locations, Sarah, name, I'm trying to get a name, see her face. Catherine Austin Fitz. Sorry about that. Had a little brain fart there. Catherine Austin Fitz, you know, said that when she looks at where the fence is being built in the southern border, it makes no sense geographically. So what was going on with Trump's border, which, hey, listen, if he had whipped people up correctly and declared an emergency on the border, it should have gotten it built in 2 years. Lock, stock, and barrel. But he farted around and farted around, made it a political football, and now we got half a border wall. Well, well done. And even with that half a border wall, it doesn't mean a thing. Because they're cutting through it with battery-operated angle grinders. a total piece of crap. Because you needed high-tech monitoring with cameras and, dare I say, sensors to if people came across, it would trigger a camera and immediately the Border Patrol in that area would be looking at what was going on in that particular area. And they didn't do it. And Catherine Austin Fitz was talking about how weird it was in these gaps in the border wall that were not caused by geography or any other reason. And she said, it looks to her, and she's pretty sharp cookie, that Trump is signing up with the Bush crime family. Which, the Bushes and Clintons, they're a hand in a glove because they're both Illuminati. Just do something for yourself. Go to Kathy O'Brien's, look her up on the web, and order her book, Transformation of America. And you can see that the Bushes and the Clintons are like one family. In fact, Barbara Bush said that she considers Bill Clinton one of her sons. And what did W say about Bill Clinton? He's my brother from another mother. And there's plenty of stories about George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Clinton in Transformation of America by Kathy O'Brien. If you haven't read that book, there's no hope for you. In the 4 or 5 must read to politically have a realization of what's going on this planet. That's one of the must-read books. Tavistock Institute for Human Relations by Dr. John Coleman is another book, another must-read book, but it's out of print. But you can probably find it on the web in PDF form. You can go to Conspiracy Central, Consen, and get a account and do a search for it. I'm sure you'd be able to find it by Dr. John Coleman, Tavistock Institute for Human Relations. When I read that book back in 2007, 2008, it was like a gut punch because Coleman just nailed the social engineering from the Beatles to the Rolling Stones to David Bowie. It's all steer the society right into the gutter. Well, we're there. So I'm going to read this article. on Aaron Siri Substack, AaronSiri.substack. The FDA has asked a federal judge to make the public wait until the year 2076 to disclose all the data and information it relied upon to license Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. It's not a vaccine. I don't care if they change the definition of vaccine at the FDA to accommodate Pfizer. A vaccine gives you immunity. The mRNA jab gives you no immunity from the disease. It's not a vaccine. All right? This is not a typo. It wants 55 years to produce this information to the public. As explained in a prior article, the FDA repeatedly promised full transparency with regard to the COVID-19 vaccines, including reaffirming the FDA's commitment to transparency when licensing Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. And what did, in like three separate interviews recently, Trump said Pfizer has more power than the president. Well, when Klaus Schwab says in the New World Order, in the Great Reset, corporate heads will dictate policy to the governments. Your elections and your leaders in your sock puppet governments will be nothing. It's the corporate titans. It's the cabal of international Illuminati corporations that will make policy. And what they're saying to the slaves here is, yeah, we told you we were going to give you full transparency, and we had a commitment to transparency, but ta-da, we lied. And it's the truth. That's all they ever do. Can't seem to open this snack. Sacre bleu. There it goes. So, continuing. I know I'm fairly, casual about all this. With that promise in mind, in August and immediately following approval of the vaccine, which is not a vaccine, more than 30 academics, professors, and scientists from this country's most prestigious universities requested the data and information submitted to the FDA by Pfizer to license its COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA response, it produced nothing. So in September, my firm filed a lawsuit against the FDA on behalf of this group to demand this information. To date, almost 3 months after it licensed Pfizer's vaccine, the FDA still has not released a single page, not one. Gee. Instead, 2 days ago, the FDA asked a federal judge to give it until 2076 to fully produce this information. The FDA asked the judge to let it produce the 329,000 pages of documents Pfizer provided to the FDA to license its kill shot at the rate of 500 pages per month, which means its production would not be completed earlier than 2076. The FDA's promise of transparency is, to put it mildly, a pile of illusions. It took the FDA precisely 108 days from when Pfizer started producing the records for licensure on May 7th, 2021, to when the FDA licensed the Pfizer vaccine on August 23rd, 2021. 108 days, they went through 329,000 pages of information. Boy, are they efficient. Taking the FDA at its word, it conducted an intense, robust, thorough, and complete review and analysis of those documents in order to assure that the Pfizer kill shot was safe and effective for licensure. While it can conduct that intense review of Pfizer's documents in 108 days, it now asks for over 20,000 days to make these documents available to the public. Somebody's lying. So let's get this straight. The federal government shields Pfizer from liability. That's right. Pfizer's being given vaccine liability of the vaccination laws that were passed under Reagan in 86 by changing the term of what a vaccine is and calling the experimental mRNA shot a vaccine, classifying it as a vaccine, not a experimental gene therapy. It's getting total liability protection. Pfizer can't be sued. So, do you think they care if the shots are clean? Do you think they have a concern about contamination? Of course not. And do whatever the hell they want. They're not paying a penny. The federal government shields Pfizer from all liability. It gives billions of dollars, makes Americans take its product, won't let you see the data supporting the product's safety and efficacy. Who does the government work for? Works for Big Daddy. Moloch, Moloch. The lesson yet again is that civil and individual rights should never be contingent upon a medical procedure. Everyone who wants to get vaccinated and boosted ad infinitum, I threw the ad infinitum in, should be free to do so. But nobody should be coerced by the government to partake in any medical procedure. Yeah, that's what the Nuremberg Code says. You know, the one that was written because of all the stuff the Nazis did in the medical experimentation in the concentration camps. You know, Joseph Mengele. Yeah. Certainly not one where the governments want to hide full information relied upon for its licensure until 55 years. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey. I get to share this article. Yeah, it's pretty good. I hope I'm still here. Alrighty, righty. Gonna put on Twitter too. Oh boy. Well, the number to call in, if you're so inclined, I'd love to hear your 2 cents on anything, is 215-688-5826. But I mean, when you got Donald Trump, who, you know, I consider just, I don't know, I consider Donald Trump a mind control victim. I mean, something ain't right with him. That's all I gotta say. I mean, up until a couple weeks ago, he was still saying how great Operation Warp Speed was. I mean, are you kidding me? Maybe he'll change his mind once the virus gets past 20,000 deaths and over 1 million permanent injuries. Huh? Unbelievable. Let's see what else I got going. Steve Kirsch on Substack. Well, Steve Kirsch announced on the 17th, yesterday, that they got vials of the mRNA jab. Can't wait to hear about that, right? Alarming pandemic news. Austria lockdown. I just learned that Austria has locked down the unvaxxed. You can only leave for food, work, and to get jabbed. This is truly stunning. Jabbing people is precisely the opposite of what we should be doing if we want to end the pandemic. It will make things worse, as we just saw. I mean, you look at what happened to Israel, where Pfizer vaccinated over 90% of the people there. It's a disaster. I mean, Ireland, Singapore, every place they vaccinate, they have a COVID outbreak. Well, duh, if the mRNA shot makes you produce a GMO spike protein, which is SARS-CoV-2, not the SARS-CoV-2 that's in nature, but an even worse one, an even worse spike protein that's actually a Frankenshot. But now, your body will be making that spike protein. This is eugenics. Pure, plain, and simple. But, I mean, it's Operation Lockstep. And people have been coming out night after night in Austria, protesting against the mandate and against the lockdown. But I mean, this is not the first time in history, you know, that we've seen this movie before. I mean, as soon as Austria did the lockdown for the unvaxxed, Germany did a full lockdown for their unvaxxed, and then Sweden. So, something that is coming out of Austria is then infecting Germany and the rest of Europe. Gee, sounds like the 1930s all over again. Huh? Doesn't it? Yeah, if you didn't learn history, you'll repeat it. I mean, how much longer do you have to realize that without true natural law, morality, and self-responsibility, I mean, the human race obeying pedophiles instead of God, they are truly a cursed species. 800,000 children disappear every year in America. It's only an event or a scandal that means something to the wide awake. Most of the people, like Alex Jones, hardly talk about it at all. And speaking of Alex Jones, you know, he did that podcast with Joe Rogan, Luke Radowski, Blair White, blah, 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 blah. And who are these people? Joe Rogan. Why hasn't he sued CNN? Would somebody please tell me why he hasn't sued MSNBC, the New York Times? They all claimed that he took horse dewormer. They maliciously drug him through the mud and lied about him. But Joe Rogan won't sue to get a retraction. Joe Rogan won't do anything. That's impossible. Sorry about that. I mean, the only reason, you know, and this is what I say about these alternative media people. Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, Tim Pool. I mean, they're 80% truth. But the real core issue of what's wrong in this society is morality and self-responsibility. We're brainwashing generation after generation in the programmable state with Satanism, a worldview that is totally satanic and totally false. Now, we got the teachers going after 4 and 5 year old toddlers, making them wave transgender flags. Oh, lovely. So I'll be back in a few. This is Jay Parker on Revolution Radio, The Center Path.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And we're back. Nice burp. Well, this is Jay Parker on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And because of your support, your financial donations for the nonprofit Revolution Radio. $5 a month. Become a member and help us keep producing the 60 some shows a week and trying to get debate and freedom of speech out there worldwide. That's what we're doing. There are all kinds of opinions, all kinds of topics here at Revolution Radio. You need to hear a lot of different varied opinions and people to become a well-rounded human being. If all you do is listen in your own little echo chamber, you're never going to grow. All right? I mean, sometimes you got to strap yourself literally to the mast of the ship and listen to the siren song just to make yourself stronger. I mean, I don't listen to Brian Stelzer of CNN. I mean, I just couldn't do it to myself. But there are people like Tim Pool and Luke Radowski. I mean, I listen to a lot of quote-unquote alternative people, but I only saw, you know, maybe one-third of the Break the Internet podcast of Tim Pool, Alex Jones, Michael Malice. I was talking to David Mark Passio about it. And we were both appalled by what these guys were saying. It was nothing but political fart in the wind. Had no gravitas. No eternal truth to it. I mean, Mark said to me, you know, they didn't mention the word morality even once. And I laughed and I said, you know, at least I didn't talk about individual responsibility. And we both laughed because we understand the miracle game. You know, we're in a torture chamber. We're in a hostage situation, literally, for our souls. You want to evolve to the next level? Well, you got to stop obeying the pedophiles. And it's not good enough just to straighten your own stuff out. You got to put the full armor of God on and get into the fight. And if you don't want to do that, then go ahead, defecate on your eternal consciousness all you want. The truth is not just to be heard. The truth is to be lived. You know, I had a long conversation with a woman from Colorado, and she's just waking up. And I said, well, you know, the biggest thing in the process of getting on the center path is know thyself. You got to know your psychology, your spirituality, your physiology. I said the first book you need to read is The Biology of Belief by Dr. Bruce Lipton, where you understand the concept of the programmable state, and you also understand the concept of genetic, how your genes work. Let me just say that. Your heart and mind activate your genes. They make what your chemistry is. It starts in your mind, goes to your emotions, your mind triggers your emotions. And, you know, you have to learn how the body works to fool you. Dr. Joe Dispenza is an excellent teacher of this. We were not meant to be drones in a satanic world economic system. Sorry. We were meant to be spontaneous creators along with the one true God. Somehow we sold our birthright out. Yeah, probably for a bowl of porridge like Esau, right? But what are you going to do? You get that group of people together, Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, And not one person even dares to say the problem is morality. We live in an amoral society. You think with 800 children disappearing and only a handful of people even talk about it? 800,000 children under 18 disappear in America every year, and it's not even an issue. Oh, but all these charities and all these politicians talk about what they're doing for the kids. Oh, how they care about the kids. Well, that's why they're giving them the experimental mRNA shot. Because they care about the kids. Unbelievable. I'm really at the point where are we going from here? Now, I figure with Thanksgiving coming up, there's going to be a lot of people talking about what's been going on, and that's going to be like the lighting of the match. Christmas, which with the cargo ships, yeah, I mean, believe me, the shelves will be empty. And all I gotta say is, you know, if you teach a bunch of people to be amoral consumers with no conscience and no morality, and then you take away their cheap crap from China, oh, let me tell you, there's going to be a revolution. Oh, yeah. Because when those shelves at Walmart are empty, the caca is going to hit the fan. Billy Bob and Bobby Joe are going to go ape. Just saying. Because the ignorant people in this society have lived in a fantasy world. I mean, America was a nation founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the 45 Freemasons that actually were the ones that set America up, you know, they might have something to say about that. What those Freemasons did do was, in a lot of documents, like the Bill of Rights, and somewhat the Constitution, but the Constitution, when you really look at it, it's got so many holes in it so that the Illuminati could drive a truck through it. It's not even funny. Really. African Americans are three-fifths of a human being or something? Something so ridiculous. It's like two-thirds of a human being or something. When you got denial of eternal truth like that, on that level, in your face with a can of mace, oh, these people are only, you know, three-fifths of a human being. As Booker T. Washington said, you know, I'll paraphrase it, you know, just because a lie is believed by everyone, it doesn't make it the truth. Sorry. And that, you know, if you want to call in, I mean, Gavin Newsom disappeared for about 12 days. Now, many people, I mean, Steve Kirsch is a Silicon Valley mogul. He's in with the in club. He knows a lot of people. that are close to the governor. That's what happens when you're a billionaire, big tech guy. You got a lot of connections. So when Gavin Newsom disappeared for about 12 days, you know, he took the mRNA shot. Well, I think he took the Johnson & Johnson in the spring, and then for his booster shot, he took Moderna, which is three times stronger than the Pfizer. It's really a piece of POS. So let's read the update on Newsom from the 12th, which is 6 days ago. Randomly discovered, the lame Newsweek fact check. On the Newsom story, I posted, they got it wrong to my Twitter followers. Minutes later, one of my followers posted this comment, replicated below, which is yet an additional independent confirmation of what others reported, especially the doctor visits for a week. He 100% did refer to my Bell's palsy hypothesis. This isn't very hard, by the way, since science is all about finding the hypothesis that best fits the facts. Mine fits like a glove. Every single piece of data fits. And if you read the comments on Newsweek's fact check tweet, it looks like most people agree with me that the explanation is fishy. Someone is going to be in big trouble soon, and it isn't going to be me. Let's go, Gavin. James Montoya tweeted this out. Steve, he 100% did. I know someone who had meeting with him canceled and knows multiple doctors who were treating him and in and out of his place daily for over a week. And his wife went ballistic about an affair she caught him in. Different subject, different day. Well, you know, if you're an Illuminati prince, what's being faithful to your wife? I mean, come on. That is from James Montoya. And then Luna 13, Black Cat, could she be a witch? Luna 13 with a black cat. Still hearsay. James Montoya replied, I can't say more. Not 100% hearsay. Many others know too. If any real journalist exists, go through his calendar and scheduled Zoom calls and phone calls for the period he was out. Interview those people on the schedules. They all got canceled. Many know details, as do I. Update, November 11th. My article was fact-checked by Monique Current at PolitiFact. As usual, they do a shabby job at fact-checking, and her report was no exception. The goal is to defame me, which is why she links to hit pieces for my background and then uses a broken link to point to this article in particular. She deliberately used an old original headline, GBS hypothesis, rather than updated headline as I gathered more data. Two, she never gave us her expert opinion on the difference between before / videos. Nor did she ask a neurologist about the differences. This is key evidence that she's just ignored analyzing. 3, I offered to send her an email from someone who knows Newsom's condition. I offered it under an NDA. You know, not to disclose a source. Non-disclosure agreement. She refused to see it. Typical communist. I don't want to hear the truth. I'm here to control the narrative for the cult. Hail Moloch. These people are going to burn. But they're not going to burn eternally. They're going to burn in 22. Oh, believe me, the fan and the Taka are going to do a dance. Because this holiday season, when people get together and see how many people have been damaged and killed by this mRNA kill shot, Bill Gates kill shot, it's just not going to be good for the powers that be. Yeah, you know, these people are so arrogant. I mean, Klaus Schwab thinks that he can even shut down the web with false flag cyber attacks in January and February. I'm serious. He's going to shut down the web. He's going to shut down the electric grid. Yeah, he thinks that in 1 year, from Trump to Biden, he can take this society and flush it down the toilet. And everybody's going to be cool with it. I mean, we went from $2.10 a gallon to, in some places in America, they're paying $7 a gallon in less than a year. I don't know. Maybe Biden should shut down some more pipelines. Throw people out of work some more. 4.4 million people quit or resigned their job in America in October rather than take the experimental shot. Because everybody knows it's no good. It doesn't protect you from COVID. It doesn't stop you from transmitting COVID. All it does is destroy your natural immune system. That's the only thing it does well. That and, you know, give you a heart attack or a stroke. Or destroy your testes or your ovaries. Yeah, wonderful product, Bill. It's a crime against humanity going on. And do you think for 1 minute, you know, why is the FDA running cover for Pfizer in these hundreds of thousands of pages of documents related to them getting vaccine approval? I'm calling it vaccine approval because that's the way the FDA classified it. Even though it's not a vaccine. Well, if they let out the information of the studies, the volunteer studies that Pfizer did in 2020 and found out that 20% of people under 20 years old to 5 years old, 20 to 5 years old, well, 19 to 5, the volunteers, and there were hundreds of thousands of them, I believe, 20% developed myocarditis, you know, major league heart issues. And I've heard some people talk that close to 80% of the recipients under 19, 5 to 19, 80% had adverse reaction, which could be, you know, mild to, you know, permanent damage. But the thing is, the reason the FDA doesn't want to release this information is then we would all know that they knew beforehand, before releasing this, before mandating this, that the shot was no good, that the shot did not protect you, that the shot did not stop you from transmitting, that the shot only hurt you, only destroyed your immune system. I mean, come on, people. Wake up. So she doesn't do an NDA to see Steve Kirsch's emails by insider people that are connected to Newsom's camp. Four, I told her the neurologist I used didn't want her name used for fear of retribution. But if she couldn't see the clear difference herself, I would find a neurologist who would go on the record. She never asked me for the neurologist who would go on the record. And of course, this is the difference between Bell's palsy hypothesis and the Guillain-Barré hypothesis. Now, Bell's palsy, where half your face is paralyzed after receiving the spike protein injection, can clear up in about 2 weeks. And if you get good therapy, probably in 2 weeks or less, you almost look normal again. Just saying, Bell's palsy for a lot of people is not permanent. I also suggested, and this is Steve Kirsch dealing with a communist, in my opinion, cult narrative enabler. Because that's what these fact checkers do. They protect the Illuminati agenda, whatever it is. This week, it's basically tell people that the shot's safe and effective. And next week, it's going to be nobody likes it, but, you know, we've got to have these lockdowns. And then a couple months from now, I'll be, I know it's not nice, but we need these work camps. Yeah, we need these internal passports to go outside our house. We need these carbon credits to control, or else the planet will die. Six, I also said she should ask the governor's office why he didn't appear at the climate conference by Zoom. She didn't ask them either, just the usual softball questions. Seven, I said if she thought there was a hypothesis which better fits the facts, why there was no climate Zoom call, clear left side facial droop, and lack of frown lines on the left side when he finally appeared, I'd be happy to update my article. She found no new evidence I wasn't aware of that would change the best guess hypothesis. Because the governor's office claimed there was nothing there, my article was rated false. She performed exactly as I expected from PolitiFact. refused to investigate, validate the evidence offered with third-party experts, then launch into ad hominem attacks. Why change? It's been working for hundreds of years. Keeping them down on the plantation. It's been rumored that Gavin Newsom was out of sight for nearly 2 weeks since getting his booster on October 27th because he developed Bell's palsy. This can happen within hours after getting his booster, so it makes perfect sense since he disappeared shortly after the shot. This just explains why nobody had seen him in public for nearly 2 weeks since he got the shot. Anyone who saw him would instantly know. On November 9th, almost 2 weeks later, he appeared on live stream at California Economic Summit. To the untrained eye, he looked normal. If you weren't specifically looking for Bell's palsy and knew exactly what to look for, most people think nothing had happened. I had a neurologist look at before-after pictures and video. I showed before-after videos to a neurologist who said, 100% he is recovering from Bell's palsy due to lingering telltale signs. She had a dermatologist review as well who said the same thing. She said most people wouldn't be able to tell, but this is her bread and butter, so she knows exactly what to look for. I expect a lot of people to be skeptical. If you don't like my neurologist, please send before and after video links above to your trusted neurologist or dermatologist and report in the comments on what they said. Also, the explanation Gavin gave in the video that he had a change of heart and wanted to spend Halloween with his kids. Seems a bit odd since his press office said he would be working in the Capitol. This New York Times article, which says last week Governor Newsom worked in the Capitol with his staff. I have a good friend who is politically well-connected, who spoke with Newsom's former staffers, and they all thought it was a really weird explanation. I never rely on any single data point, but all data points I was aware of were consistent with the hypothesis of Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy is number 11 on the highest elevated symptoms analysis elevated by 1,533 times over baseline. 1,533 times over baseline. 15,033 times over normal. It's common after Moderna, which is what he got, because Moderna's has a large dose. See Brady Smith antecedent here. 3, it resolves relatively quickly, especially if helped along with special techniques. So it would enable him to nearly fully recover in 2 weeks and do an event. 4, I know someone who would be who absolutely know for sure, and my probe elicited a response consistent with Bell's palsy. 5, a good friend knows people who are very close to the governor who confirmed he was vaccine injured. 6, There's an article about it on the CHD website, archived here. I found them to be a credible source. 7. All the other things I've heard from multiple sources were all consistent with a Bell's palsy diagnosis. Emails with doctors, lawyers, also looking a speculation on Twitter. For example, Brady Smith, a dentist in Camas, Washington. I've got a call. People are getting tired of me reading copy. Yes, you're on the Center Path. Hello.
Hey, Jay. It's Gina.
How you doing?
Good. You know you've been dead air for 7 minutes now?
I've been dead?
You're in dead air. No, you ain't dead. It's a great show. I'm very upset. 7 minutes. 11:28. You hit something. You came back in.
I should be okay.
No, you're not. You don't hear yourself in the background. you went 28 after. You went down. You came back up for two words, about 30. But now it's 36. So, and you're on a roll.
You can't hear me now?
No, you'll be able to hear you in the background. I haven't touched a thing. No. You hit something. You hit something.
How about now?
No, no.
What is going on here?
I don't know. You on a roll. They shut you down.
Yeah, well.
You're talking too much truth.
I just can't believe this.
No, you're dead. Dead air, babe.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I'm your biggest fan, man.
Well, this is so typical, isn't it?
Can I send you stuff? Can I chat with you on Skype while you're on the air where I could have sent you a message?
Well, I'm trying to go to my systems and find out.
Okay, but I'm just saying, instead of calling you, could I have sent you a message on Skype? I don't have your Skype name.
You're on Skype right now.
I know, I'm on the phone, but I could also chat with you on Skype. I could have sent you a chat on Skype. You know, I could have sent you something. You know, I could have sent you something.
Hello.
You see what I'm saying?
My microphone's working.
I know, but you're not broadcasting.
Even now?
Nope, not now. You're down at 28. You're not broadcasting.
Well, they shut me down.
Well, who shut you down? You're on a roll. Let me just see.
Well, My counter
is still going on revolutionary. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, I'm going to have to.
Here we go. Well,
who shut you down? You're on a roll. Let me just see.
Okay, you see you're back now? You see you're back?
It's Did you hear yourself?
Did you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just like, I'm just shaking my head. You know, you go to Steve Kirsch and this great article breaking down Gavin Newsom with Bell's palsy. I get censored for 15 minutes.
Oh, that's right. You were talking about that.
Yeah,
I just read the entire article. Oh, no, really?
Of Gavin Newsom and his Bell's palsy and what Steve Kirsch did in his dealings with a PolitiFact hack. And just unbelievable.
You just read that?
Yeah, I'm not going to read it again.
Oh, well, maybe they'll pick it up on the
bottom
thing.
Line is Steve
Did
Kirsch.
He get Bell's palsy? Did he get it?
Oh, absolutely. Steve Kirsch has got the best neurologist and dermatologist to look at pictures of Gavin Newsom. And being a big tech billionaire, I mean, he knows people.
Well,
I mean,
you know, Mike, you got to give me some. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you
go ahead.
Can go to Steve Kirsch /Substack. And I don't know whether you have to pay him $5 a month for all the work he's doing. I'm throwing him a cup of coffee, you know, just like you should be doing to Revolution Radio or Crowdsource the Truth. I mean, people who are really out there doing the work, you know, you okay. should, you know, toss them a cup of coffee if you can do it.
I need your advice, Jay. I got to kick my doctor to the curb.
Well, you know how I feel about doctors. I mean,
well, but
really,
I mean,
for the most part, all they do is give you the voodoo curse.
Well, she's the one who told me about the mask exemption. Now she says she feels uncomfortable, and she's
going to
rescind it.
I'm like, you got Goofy there.
Who got Goofy?
You did. All right, now.
What do you mean? Oh, okay. So I guess it's on both ends. Okay, but in any event, I need some encouragement because I think.
I don't know what's going on, but you're going in and out.
Oh, that's weird on the smartphone.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. Can you hear me now? Is this better?
Yeah, it's okay. Weird. It's like at times you're crystal clear, and then as soon as you say something of value, you're talking under the water.
Oh.
Well,
anyway,
it's just the NSA, you know.
She's gonna rescind my mask exemption. You hear me? I'm the patient. She's the doctor because she's so uncomfortable. She's gonna rescind my mask exemption that I've had for 2 years. Yeah, how do you do that, right? I'm the patient.
How can
you doctor.
Do that?
I'm talking to you, Jay. Here you go. Talk to me.
Oh, these people.
You know,
these people are so evil. With over 18,000 people dead, and they're still pushing this shot. I mean,
she won't even let me wear a mask. She wants me to suffocate. And do you know when I knew a mask was going against God?
The mask does not stop virus.
Well, you were talking about natural law earlier in your show. But when I saw the mask, I immediately asked her for a doctor's note, which she told me about the governor's exemption list in the state. But the point of the matter is, I'm in meditation most of the day, right? As an empath, right? Walking, waking, working. I have to breathe into the nose, out through the mouth, or into the mouth.
Well, I don't know what's going on with your phone, but you're going in and out on me.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't hear that I meditate, so I have to breathe, so I can't wear a mask.
Yeah,
I thought I was gonna get a religious exemption. But she gave me the governor's list exemption. But, you know.
Which means it can be taken away at a whim?
No, Jay. That's what I'm saying. That's what you... That's why you're...
So
you're
they're not letting you have an exemption?
That's what she's saying. That's what she's saying because
she know,
says...
I don't know
what
to say, dear.
Uncomfortable. She feels... Since when isn't it supposed to be about the patient? She feels uncomfortable.
It's total horse manure. Tell her to give you some peer-reviewed studies proving that the mask is an effective protection from COVID-19. Say,
she don't give a damn. She lockstep.
What?
She's lockstep. lock.
Yeah, I know. It's
they
all...
want me to wear a mask. They want me to wear a mask in the pool, in pool therapy. And I'm trying to walk, and they want me to have a mask. So if I should fall in the pool, how much air am I going to get before I go under?
But what I would do is, masks are made out of all kinds of material.
Right.
So I would get a mask that's made out of, a nice pair of nylons.
I've lost you.
Well, I
don't want to wear a mask.
What you ought to do?
I can't breathe.
You ought to get a Melissa Milano mask.
Why?
Have you seen
I don't
that?
Want to wear a mask. No.
No, Melissa Milano's got a great mask. It's crochet.
Uh-huh.
And it's
got... I don't wear no damn mask.
Holes in it the size of a nickel.
Oh. Yeah, I don't want to wear nothing on my face, okay? I want to breathe and do my meditation.
What I'm saying is...
Yeah.
You've got to get the therapy. Basically, what they're saying is, we know you're wide awake, you're on the enemy's list, and we're trying to kill you. And
well,
if you think something else is going on, I don't think you understand you're in the New World Order. And it's all about getting rid of people who are awake.
Mm-hmm.
And getting rid of people who are actually teaching truth.
Well, I think the doctors are going to stop letting people have mask exemptions. This one shot fits all does not fly. You know what I mean?
No. It's amazing what's going on. Simply amazing.
How could you use the word amazing?
Well, it's not amazing to me, but for
you're being
the
sarcastic.
Citizen,
you're too sarcastic. No, this is like drowning. This is like waterboarding everybody's brain. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Waterboarding. They got they're gonna. I see the protest
down
here. I didn't check
you out.
You
have to look at the agenda. They're using every. What did a Ventura 1 call it? Trusted source. Whether it's a doctor.
Ventura 1, did you see what's his name do that from Alex Jones? What's his name? David Knight do Event 201. The first one was back in 2000. Did you see that?
No, but David Knight's right on.
It's on band.video. David Knight talking about the first Event 2001 was they did the thing in 2000. I think I heard you
well,
say
they
before,
did it
you,
the 28th of October, 2019.
Right, that's what
where
he was talking
the five
about.
And
that's
a half hour.
Yeah.
Giving the marching orders to all the bureaucrats and Illuminati traitors inside the government and industry.
Well, they're gonna make a mistake
they're
if they
play the scandemic.
It's up there, but they're going to make a mistake if they shut down the internet because people aren't having it. It's too late now. You cannot take – it's like going to be
trying to take
a bone from
that's
a dog.
That's what you think. When they shut the electricity
that's
off –
that's what I think.
They'll get
when
these
they shut down the
in
internet
line. They'll get these slaves in line when they shut the
no, they won't.
Bit off. And you're freezing
you
your ass off in the middle of winter.
I can't. Are you being sarcastic? Because once
they're going to get in your face. They're getting rid of all the patriots in the police and military. The only ones left are going to be the obedient. Aye, aye, sir.
Once they shut the internet down, that'll wake up whoever could be woke up.
It's going to upset a lot of people who are addicted to Pornhub. But other than that, I don't really see a problem.
You don't see a problem? You ought to see the list.
What do you mean?
You
got 18,000 people dead, and people don't care.
But they do care about – you ought to see the listserv when the cable company goes down for an hour or two of maintenance from 3 to 5 in the morning. People have lost it. They lose it. lose it. You want to see rioting in the streets.
I love
that. They'll freeze. They'll starve, but they can't deal without their internet. That's your Lucifer light Satan thing. You know what I mean? You know?
Well, you know, if you read
addiction.
Bruce Lipton's Biology of Belief, you would understand about physiology and that habits become biological patterns of behavior.
Right. And that, if it's positive.
Well, no, if
this
it's
is going to be negative. This is going to be negative. This is going to, they will have messed up. Moloch worshipers will have messed up if they mess with people's internet. And Bruce Lipton, the one that got it for me on my 32G flash drive for this pandemic is when he did a yoga. He has a yoga, something he did a couple of months ago in Mexico or somewhere. And he was explaining the biology with graphics, and I got it, Jay. It's hard for me, but I got it when he was doing how a cell adapts, and it depends on where the cell is, what it adapts to.
No, it's but, the knowledge that he and Dr. Joe Dispenza have about how we operate in this.
That's why they're going to lose it on the internet. If they shut down Lucifer Light internet and people cannot connect and they're locked down in their houses, you are going to see people lose it.
Well, I tell you, when I first stopped watching TV in the early 2000s, my TV broke. And I just didn't replace it. I said, it's a Nazi brainwash BS box. I'm not going to watch TV anymore. And Gina, I had physical withdrawal for like 3-4 days.
How many days? 54?
Like, no, 3-4 days. I was,
three or four?
I was having actual physical withdrawal. Because every night after work, I would go home and I would drink to knock myself out. And I would watch TV and go into that hypnotic state. And once my television with the flicker rate wasn't there to put me in mild hypnosis, you know, I was like,
There you go. There you go. So you think I should keep this doctor?
One thing I
I'm
noticed,
getting rid of this doctor. I want to know.
Yeah,
I can't deal with this. I want to cuss her out.
No, you gotta find you gotta find a human being that's a doctor.
Okay, thank you.
But thank you.
I knew you'd come up with something brilliant.
I'm saying something. Wear a crocheted mask.
No,
no,
I'm not wearing
a
mask. Do you wear a mask? You don't wear a mask. Don't tell me to wear a mask.
I mean, if I'm forced to.
I've got to find a human being who's a doctor. Okay.
If I'm forced to, I will put a mask on to go into a store.
Temporarily.
But I.
But you ain't going to get no damn pool with a mask.
What?
8 feet of water with a freaking mask on? You people have lost your freaking minds, man. That one.
You think when you're giving a shot to children that Pfizer knows and the FDA knows will cause 20% of the children to develop myocarditis?
Yeah, kudos for bringing up that FDA lawsuit. I hadn't heard that one.
I mean, they're not going to tell us any information about the Pfizer approval. I mean, and the whole thing is fraught with fraud. I mean, I could do a whole show that shows everything about this is fraud because they suppressed hydroxychloroquine, intravenous vitamin C, ivermectin, busonanide, or I could never pronounce that, but you know.
But 20,000 days. Okay. Did you listen to David Icke's presentation on Saturday?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, because you weren't on. I was wondering what happened to you. Were you on? It didn't broadcast.
Like last Saturday? Yeah, I was on.
Yeah. Damn. I thought I had it on.
I'm going to have to talk to the people at Revolution Radio.
No, because I keep your show up on my computer. And then when they have that break, you know, back to your sponsor, you know, Revolution Radio comes on at the top of the hour, you know, and they go out to the network before they come back to you. That came up. So I thought you were coming on it too. It came up twice. It came up twice. You know, I heard it, you know. And then that's when I think you're not on. When I hear Revolution Radio come up on the break at the top of the hour. And then it's silence.
Yeah, you know, Saturday's breaks and
I thought you were listening to David
Icke.
Huh?
Saturday's promos and break is a little bit weird. It's
no, but I know that you're there. Yeah, but I know that the show is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I also go over to Studio A. Studio A was there. So, you know, and you were not on my computer and you were not on my phone because I can catch your show on my phone, you know, with the call-in number. And I can catch your show on my computer. So I just leave the computer on while I'm watching TV if you don't come on. And you weren't there on Saturday. I thought... You know, you were doing today. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but,
so,
you know, I did a show Saturday.
Damn. Okay, well, I'll
just
in the
archives.
Huh? I'll check it out. I mean, I just thought it was a little weird. But the show came up, the network came on, and you did not. Your show was silent. Okay? And if the network comes up, I ought to catch your show.
I may have to... talk to the producers and see, because there's no reason I cut out for 20 minutes tonight, other than somewhere.
I only lost you for like seven.
I only lost you
11:28. I lost you, and then you came back in for two words at 11:30, and then you were still out at 11:35. Okay. And then
well,
on Saturday,
I'm gonna make sure that everything's right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's my show,
Gina.
Well, you're doing a great show, Jay.
Well, I recommend everyone go to Steve Kerr.
I'll see you later. Bye. Okay. Bye.
I recommend everyone go to Steve Kerr's /Substack and get the information. Thank you, my good friend.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. Can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the #1 listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution.
Revolution Radio. Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time across the...